Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 641. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, is in the other room, I believe, staring out the window, watching it snow. It is snowing outside. And doesn't seem to want to stop. I used to love the snow as a kid. Adult, I'm like, son of a bitch, I'm gonna have to deal with this. I'm gonna have to drive in this. This is a problem. Damn it. I had been considering going to the Blues game tonight. I probably shouldn't, as I probably need to calm the spending. But that being said, you know, I was considering possibly going to the Blues game tonight. And I didn't really want to have to pay for parking, so I wanted to use the old Metrolink. I'm thinking I probably don't want to do that in the snow. Have to deal with all that action, because that seems like a pain in the ass. But yeah, that being said, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's not supposed to snow all day. The game's not till like 6. I'm recording this at right around noon. Right around noon. Don't know. I was waiting to see if like some, you know, cheaper tickets popped up. That was something that I was really kind of hoping for. Right now, I just checked a little bit ago. I guess I can glance again, because Shelly had told me that you can find some cheaper seats if you just wait till like the last possible minute to buy some tickets. And so I've been kind of watching StubHub and Ticketmaster. StubHub seems to have the cheaper options. As right now, the cheapest set of tickets I can get is $39 a pop. And those are, you know, mezzanine level. Ticketmaster is still just like $58. Like, fuck you, Ticketmaster. Fucking Ticketmaster. You little bitches. But StubHub is, they got the lower price options here, you know? And, I'm waiting to see, how low they will go. What limbo shall shall be the winning thing here? I mean, it's going to be a big game as far as attendance wise, because I mean, this is Montgomery's first home game as head coach, and the boys on the team have been responding well to the coach change. They seem to be pretty excited about the whole thing. And their first two games were wins, the last one being a shutout. And they seem to be, I'd love to see that momentum continue at home. But hey, if we want a true repeat of 2019 success, you know, then they'll suck at home and then only win on the road. I mean, they won some home games, but I mean, most of their wins came on the road, which is absurd. You know, I'm used to the home bowl advantage. You know, I love the, you know, when I shit, which is completely unrelated to playing hockey. But when I shit, you know, I got to get home. I got to use that home toilet, because it's my toilet. I clean the toilet. I trust that toilet. No, I know what asses touch that toilet, you know, mainly mine, but occasionally somebody does come over and they end up using my toilet, and then I got to disinfect the whole thing. and set the top of it on fire for a little bit, just to burn anybody else's ass, the skin flakes and whatnot, and whatever other germs they might have on their ass. I got to burn it off. I don't really go that far. I do clean my toilet, but not quite that bad. Not quite. I'm not there yet. One day it shall. But yeah. I mean, they're playing the Philadelphia Flyers tonight. Of course, by the time I post this, of course, the game will have been in the books, and whether or not I went will have or had not happened. I'm feeling like I'm probably not going to venture out there. Hopefully everybody had a good Thanksgiving. Mine wasn't too shabby. Went to hang out with Shelly and stuff yesterday over at the Muffin Man's abode. And I brought... I had bought in the... I broke down and I did a couple of Black Friday purchases. I had to buy a vacuum because unfortunately my vacuum bit the dust. I won't get to really try that one out until tomorrow. I haven't even taken it out of the box yet. I've ordered a razor that I haven't gotten yet, an electric razor. Not really exciting, but tried the straight razor a little bit, and as it turns out, I'm not a straight razor guy. It's like too much work using the straight razor. I guess I prefer, quicker things in life, and electric razor just seems quicker and easier. Not as smooth. I'm going to venture to guess that now. I haven't tried this new electric razor yet, but I'm going to venture to guess not as smooth as using a straight razor. Feel like it's pretty safe to say. But, that, and then, of course, I got the Positive Grid Spark 2 practice amp. the 50 watt. The Spark 2 is the 50 watt. The original Spark was 40 watt. Had I gone with the original Spark, I could have gotten it a bit cheaper. There was much better, of course, Black Friday sales on the Spark 1. But I wanted the Spark 2 because really, the Spark 1 doesn't have... The 10-watt difference wasn't a game changer for me. I didn't need it to get that fucking loud. The main issue as to why I went to Spark 2 is because I like the idea of having the looper on there. And I never had a looper. So... I wanted to experience that action, and so I have a looper. I haven't been able to use the looper much. The Spark 2 has been a little. I got an open box deal. They don't normally run for $300. I got it for $240. But there was some issues starting. I want to say, I guess because maybe somebody had perhaps due to the fact that this was an open box deal and somebody had probably already connected it to a phone and or app on maybe it was a tablet. I don't know. But I was having some connectivity issues. That being, I could connect my phone to the amp and change the tones of the amp and whatnot and control it. However, I wasn't able to connect it to play music and stuff out of there, which is helpful due to the app because, you can listen to... You can pull up songs in the app and listen to them. It tells you what chords there are and whatnot in the song. But it's supposed to also play it through the guitar amp while you're able to hear the guitar. And I was unable to do that. And I think that was some of the issues I was having with not being able to get the looper to work right. But it appears that I kind of fixed that last night before I went to bed. It was pretty late. I didn't
get around to try the looper
last night. But the first time I tried to use the looper, I can't stop yawning. The first time I tried to use the looper, I was having issues. Anyway, I think now I might have solved that issue. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I like the fact that this amp, I mean, if any guitar tone I want, I can search a band and or song like Soundgarden. I could search Soundgarden, which they've got a lot of different tones. You know, they would play multiple different guitars and their tunings were nuts. So, I mean, nailing down a specific Soundgarden tone, you know, just choosing the name of the band is probably not going to help you a whole lot. But if you go like Black Hole Sun, it uses a Univibe in certain parts. And of course there's two guitar parts and, two very different guitars. I think. I don't remember what Kim Tahill was using. Chris Cornell, I believe, was using some sort of semi-hollow body, sort of ES-type guitar. anyway, but you put it in, like, Black Hole Sun, and it'll have the effects of that song. But, I mean, they can get pretty close, and the tones is somebody else, not the manufacturer, but another user, if you will, that has submitted their idea of what the Black Hole Sun tone is. Oh, as Agent Mulder has made an appearance. I don't know if it was Black Hole Sun that drove him up here. He's now on the desk trying to rub up against the microphone here. We'll see how well this goes. Just don't lay on the keyboard, buddy. Don't lay on the keyboard. You can lay on the desk. Just don't lay on the keyboard. Because I don't want you hitting buttons. You could mess with the recording and whatnot, homie. You could mess with that. That might be a bit of an issue. It might make this a little difficult to continue doing. Your nose is nice and cold and wet. That's, I guess, a good sign. I guess he's tired of staring at the snow now. So he's like, all right, let's see what's going on in here. I hear him recording shit in there. I got to add some sound to that. Oh, man, he's hitting my mouse with his tail. That's making him select things for me. Anyway, great helper here. Great co-host. So, yeah, Black Hole Sun. You can like hit that kind of tone, but it's somebody else interpretation of that tone. It's not like there's the manufacturer's going like, yes, this is 100% it. And some people's interpretations are closer than others. And, you can still go in and change the effects yourself. So you can get somebody that, you know what, that sounds pretty close. I can go in there and I can tweak it and maybe get it to sound a wee bit better. You can also, when you pull up the song, if like they have the video of the song on there, and you can jam along with some of the songs, not all every song, but you can jam along with it. It gives you the tone of that song, so you can. There's definitely because of the fact that it's other users that have uploaded the tones for the song. Somebody may not have uploaded a tone for that song. And, so that's, but of course you can always just try to hit it yourself you know, they've got, I don't know, is it 12 different amp sims for cabs in there. And there's like six slots or something like that for other effects. You got your modulation, you got your drive, and then there's however many slots for that. I wish there was things to where you could do dual amps and such and run that, but you know, maybe a few years down the line they'll figure that one out. As of right now, you can't do like dual cabs, but I mean, the things, it's pretty fucking cool that I can go, okay, give me, you know, a Tool tone, and it'll come, you know, fairly close to getting, I guess, Adam Jones tone, but he is one that it's hard to get that tone with, because it changes a bit, one, via, you know, through the albums, through the years, but he runs 2 to 3 different amps at a time. He's got a clean amp going on, there's like a drive amp, and it's not so easily mimicked, the way it's set up, you know, but I, you know, I get pretty close with my Fender Champ with running the Diesel VH4 pedal. Even though, you know, I don't see, you know, I feel like at least initially I'm going to be playing that amp a lot less, but I still like that Fender Champ a lot. It also has AI features in the new Spark 2. To where you can ask the AI to create a tone for you, for, you know, said artist, or you can just like say some words salad. I want a cat-like tone. I want a three-legged cat-like tone. I wonder. I might have to try that later. I want a three-legged cat-like tone and just be very obscure with it, and just to see what kind of weird. I mean, it's still going to be. It's got to use the effects that are in the app. So it's going to sound like a guitar. It's not going to be like, meow, like when you hit a chord or something. But I feel like, give me an orange tone. Well, orange would imply the amp. So it would just, there is a, like a, they don't have, you know, of course, the names of the actual, like, amps in there. So it's like, there's one that I believe is supposed to be like the JCM-800, the Marshall. But they can't call it that because they don't have the rights to use Marshall's name and everything. So there is an orange one too. I don't know what the Spark name is of it. But I would imagine if I would say orange-like tone, it would say that. But if I could give me a blue tone, I wonder if they would probably say like a blues-like tone. So I guess there's ways if I said colors. Maybe if I could say, give me a tone that tastes like pumpkin pie. Or give me a 9/11 tone. Let's see what happens there. Because, you know, that's a fun thing that people have done with a lot of AI, like ChatGPT and... like the image ones. I don't know. I've never gone in on those image ones. I've just seen that, you know, a lot of people, I just want to stress that I haven't prompted the AI to do this, but I've seen that, you know, a lot of people do the pictures of the, like, SpongeBob doing a 9/11, where, of course, it's SpongeBob flying into the World Trade Center. You know, so I imagine, you know, I don't know if there's any kind of red flags, anything that happens if you do that. Oh, no, I can't use my Spark 2 because I said give me a 9/11 tone. Guess there's only one way to find out. But I'd be pretty pissed if I just got that amp and then all of a sudden I can't use the AI feature because I'm just putting, you know, shit I shouldn't have put in there. The juvenile part of me is definitely like, ooh. That is tempting. But, yeah, anyway, I was getting into that. I went to Muffin Man's. With that in mind, with bringing that, I brought that over. I brought just my Gibson SG with it, and played a little bit over there. Nobody seemed to really give a shit too much, but it gave me something to do for a little bit. I had supplied the turkey, actually, for over there because I've got a turkey voucher from work for Butterball. So I picked up a Butterball Premium, which I could have used it, I guess, on any turkey because the way it was worded on there, I could have just used it on turkey or food. But I picked up a Butterball turkey because, you know, I wanted that extra protein. So I'm sure, you know, most people probably heard there's the Butterball deal where there's apparently video, which, oh no. Fox, Mr. Fox is making it very, well, you know, I would try to type. As, nope, he's not going to let me do it. All right, well, get in my lap, buddy. There you go. He was not happy about me using the keyboard behind him. As trying to calm him down, be like, "Hey, dude, you don't have to go to Mexico. You're good." Butterball turkey. As let's look up the news on that. which apparently it's a PETA thing that unearthed this. Let's look up a legit. This is it's alleged abuse. According to the Baltimore Sun, this is what they have to say about it. PETA undercover video alleges shocking abuse of turkeys at Butterball plant. An undercover investigation by PETA claimed to expose animal abuse inside a Butterball turkey plant, alleging that workers sexually assaulted the animals before they were slaughtered. Oh, I was thinking it was after they were slaughtered. Man, I thought they were fucking dead turkeys. Oh, this changes things a bit. Now I'm not getting that extra protein, as I can't read the Baltimore Sun, apparently, if it's, trying to find me CBS19.TV. See, verify. Are Butterball turkeys being recalled amid allegations? Oh, damn, it's a fucking video. I don't think the way I have this set up, if I watch a video on here, it'll be able to record. Although, maybe. I'm not sure. I really haven't tried to see if it actually records the video. I may be able to hear it. USA Today. Maybe I'll be able to read it on here. As everybody wants me to pay to subscribe to their shit. Okay. Here we go. This is their take on USA Today. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, resurfaced a 20-year-old video on Instagram last week that accuses Butterball employees of sexually abusing turkeys, and it's causing a stir online. Do you know what happened to your Butterball turkey before they were killed? PETA wrote in the description of a video posted to its Instagram on Friday. In the video, a person whose identity is unknown accuses Butterball workers of sexually abusing the animals that Butterball slaughtered and sold to the public. Commenters on the post were quick to share concern for the turkeys. What can be done about this? One follower replied, from 20 years ago. The group seemingly posted the video ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday, but Butterball told to USA Today Tuesday that the video is from 2006. it says here, Butterball responds to 2006 video. Butterball, famous for retailing turkey products worldwide, said the video is not current and was taken prior to Butterball becoming a private company and prior to our engagement and certification through American Humane. Animal care and well-being is central to who we are as a company, and we are committed to the ethical and responsible care of our flocks. A spokesperson has said in a statement that was emailed to USA Today, yada yada. 11 years ago, Butterball was the first and remains the only turkey company to be American Humane certified, said the spokesperson. That means we have yearly audits conducted by a third party to ensure compliance with our 200-plus science-based standards of best practice for care of turkeys, well exceeding industry best practices. Some followers online accused PETA of spreading misinformation. However, PETA's president, Ingrid Newkirk, called the American Humane Certification a sham, a statement that was emailed to USA Today. Butterball touted meaningless animal welfare certified labels while workers were caught beating, stomping, and kicking turkeys and simulating sex acts with the suffering birds, said Newkirk. These companies hide behind humane washing schemes that are merely an attempt to hoodwink the public into paying more for the same old cruelties. On Wednesday, the group plans on confronting shoppers at Janssen's Market, a grocery store in Wilmington, Delaware, with its Hell on Wheels truck, a life-size, hyper-realistic turkey transport truck covered with images of the birds crammed into crates on their way to slaughter. The Hell on Wheels tour will visit 30 states. The organization hopes seeing the truck will stop customers from purchasing a Thanksgiving turkey the day before Thanksgiving. Good luck with that. Turkeys are devoted parents who purr to their chicks and whose skin changes color to express their emotions. Yet in the meat industry, they're treated as unfeeling objects crammed into filthy sheds and slaughtered, often while they're still conscious. But yeah, that's pretty much the article. I was under the impression, without actually hearing, just hearing, you know, third party hearing it, like from the people I was hearing from, it sounded to me like they were fucking the dead turkeys, which was a bit more funnier to me. I mean, to imagine, you know, people constantly fucking turkeys, which it's just hard for me to believe that a lot of them were just fucking turkeys in general. I could see a few people doing it. I can't see that like being a widespread thing where, ooh, we're all, you know, all these employees are fucking turkeys. It would seem unlikely to me. But you know, you never know, I guess. You never truly know. But I had thought, you know, they were adding a little protein to the inside, and I was thinking like, that's gotta be, fucking a dead turkey can't be great. And maybe you do it one time as a joke and just like, then like, oh no, like there's bones and stuff inside there. You know, fucking a dead turkey's not, doesn't seem like a great idea to me. I would say fucking a live turkey doesn't sound any better, honestly. I mean, sure, there's a hole I'm sure you could stick it in and it's a warm thing. I would imagine it's a very small hole. And turkeys have, like, talons and shit, you know? They could claw the shit out of you. It's just doesn't seem worth it to attempt to fuck a turkey. Not to mention, you know, there's the whole cruelty to the animal part. But fucking a turkey, just, you know, it's it's dangerous. It sounds like a dangerous concern, but I purposely got the... the Butterball, because, oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it was a Butterball voucher I had anyway. But I was like, I got to get the fucked turkey was, you know, of course, the joke. Of course, the video's from fucking 20 years ago. I highly doubt, if I've got a 20-year-old frozen turkey, I mean, it's not going to be very fresh. Even if it had semen, covered in semen to help, you know, preserve it somehow. Although I don't know, I'm gonna venture to guess that covered in semen isn't a good way to like preserve things, but I don't know. It is the building block of life if you think about it. So perhaps having it covered in pre-human fluid, it might hold up that turkey for 20 years. Yeah. But it makes me think of, I don't think I did end up bringing it up on the podcast, but I'd heard several weeks back or a month ago or so, whatever it was, I'd heard the story that apparently, you know, allegedly, an actor by the name of one Tom Cruise isn't a fucking fish. It's just what I heard. Apparently, it's a lot of people on the internet seem to think this, that he's got a fetish that involves fucking fish. That's a weird fetish. Fishish? Fetish? Fish fetish? See here. Let's find some rumors on that. Ouch. There's... Oh, he has spoken out on the rumors. That's fucking great. I want to hear what he had... which apparently, I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, there's been talk about it through the years. Is it true? I mean, would it end his career? Probably not, but it's a fucking weird thing. to go around, get some dead fish and fuck them. this is on SoapCentral.com. I'm sure a real reliable source here. They posted on October 24th. Legendary actor Tom Cruise recently found himself trending for all the wrong reasons. Or all the right reasons. The Hollywood veteran is currently subject of a wild story that has stemmed from various social media channels, prompting various reactions online. The rumors date back to 2020 when a user who goes by the alias Enty took to the celebrity gossip blog Crazy Days and Nights to share an anecdote. They claim to have seen a celebrity purchase some raw sea bass and then take the fish as is, unwrapped, into a bathroom and exit without it after about 10 minutes. Here's all we know about the Tom Cruise fish lore. While Cruise was not directly mentioned, those chronically online traced the account back to the actor, given that he was in town at the time to film a movie, which I would imagine there would be other actors in this film. So, anywho, what didn't help was the numerous shots of him walking around town double masked up. Enty, allegedly a popular Hollywood entertainment lawyer, posted the following tale. He was wearing his mask actually two, one on top of the other, but I knew it was him because he had security with him and because I heard he was filming in the city. However, the plot thickened when another user chimed in to point out that they bore witness to something similar themselves back in 2016. I believe I know who the fish bathroom guy is, they said. I think it's him because I witnessed him doing something similar in 2016 in a supermarket in LA. Our actor was taking a while, because he was carefully examining every fish that the guy placed on the scale. Finally, he settled on one. The actor requested the man not wrap it, so that's actually the only reason why I followed him. I thought maybe they were filming a movie or something and they had an emergency need for a new prop. According to the user's account, they noticed the actor walk into the bathroom with the fish in hand and a bodyguard behind him. Because you got to have somebody to record it. once again, the two walked out with no aquatic being in sight. The user then allegedly walked into the men's room only to find it in the garbage, wrapped in a massive amount of paper towels. Curiously, the story didn't stop there, as yet another user online joined the discussion. Because this is how online stuff works, man. You get the... People just keep adding on to the story. Says, your previous blind item reminded me of what I saw in my Beijing supermarket many years ago. One day, maybe in 2013 or maybe 2014, I see a man go to the fresh fish counter and order one fish. He had two black clothed men by his side and had sunglasses over his eyes. He spent many minutes looking at the fish selection, and then he ordered the one whole fish called pompano. A pompano fish is one without teeth. The narrative then goes on to reveal that the user had seen the same species in the same bin the day before as well. Says here, the internet reacts as users online claim their day has been ruined. Regardless of what the reality may be, leave it to the internet to jump to conclusions. And so there has been a flurry of speculation online, with many posting, positing their own theories about the same thing. Yada, yada. Just, yeah, basically people saying, Tom Cruise does what with the fish? And basically various takes on that. But that's pretty much how the article ends. But yeah, there's all kinds of videos about about that online. Just a lot of posts and videos and whatnot. Oh man, I need to clear my throat real quick and pause it. Oh yeah, I had to. Ooh, blow my nose. I get a little bit of a headache. I'm hoping I'm not coming down with something. I know Shelly wasn't feeling too good there. I think it's just the cold weather. Fucking cold weather. I hate cold weather. I'm going to venture to guess I'm probably not going to the Blues game tonight. You never know, though. I just refreshed again to see what the cheapest tickets were on StubHub, and $39 is still sitting at $39. Which honestly, that's not, you know, I mean, $39 would be fine. I would be fine with $39. Prices have dropped a little bit on Ticketmaster. I'm seeing one now for $45. But I'd be curious to see if I could get some on the glass, you know, for, shit, if I could get a ticket on the glass for like a hundo, man, I'd be willing to do that. I've not seen a game on the glass. You know, I don't want to pay a fortune for it. But yeah, that's unrelated to Tom Cruise fucking a fish. You know, allegedly. I'm going to venture guess it's probably not true, but there's... I have seen videos. I believe I did end up talking about that on the podcast before, but, oh man, there's some great shots of like Tom Cruise. It looks like, I'm guessing. Yeah, is that an AI image? Either way, it's either AI or Photoshop. There's him like holding a fish and like close up to his face and, There's other people like reacting, like apparently Mark Wahlberg. Apparently Tom Cruise had said something about it. I'm sure he's going to deny it. Even if he was fucking a fish or not, I'm assuming he would deny it. As he started to look his age. I'm seeing a shirtless picture of him, and it's not great. I mean, he is in like his 60s now. You know what? I'm gonna have to pull up this fucking YouTube video and see if we can't get some audio. It does record it. That is a commercial. I don't want to play the commercial part. Let's see what Tom Cruise has to say here. YouTuber blipping. Yep. Oh, it's not actually recording the audio. Damn it. Yeah, anyway. It's, I guess, not recording the audio. It didn't appear that it was actually recording the audio. Although I could hear it. Apparently I don't have it hooked up right for it to do that. It's just restating the stuff that I had already read, though. What the hell did Tom have to say about it? He says apparently the funny thing is it's not the worst thing he's ever heard about himself. The likelihood of that being true is, like, I would say slim to none to be, you know. So I would imagine you would just kind of laugh that off. Even if you were fucking fish, you'd be like, oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard, man. You guys are nuts. Oh, I do love a good seafood, though. I got to go and get, I'm picking up a carp later. I like to eat raw fish. See, I pick it up and then I eat it before I even get out of the fish market. It's just, you know, thing I like to do. I'm definitely not fucking them, but you guys are funny. Now, had this been a rumor about Kanye, I feel like Kanye would have, you know, because they had the fish sticks episode of South Park many years ago where in the show they had made the joke through the show, hey, do you like fish sticks? And then, like, them like, yeah, I like fish sticks. It kind of sounds like fish dicks when you're saying it real fast. Fish sticks. And so they were like, what are you, gay fish? And it got to Kanye in the episode. And, of course, he didn't get it. He's like, I'm not a gay fish. I am not a gay fish. And then in the end, he's a gay fish. But apparently in real life, Kanye not happy about that. Not happy about that at all. Agent Fox Mulder is apparently not happy about that either. Apparently he's a Kanye fan. Yeah, I would imagine, though, had the rumor circulated that Kanye was a legit gay fish and fucking fish, then, you know, he would probably not be too happy about that. He'd probably praise Hitler and then be like, Der Führer would not like this. which I believe when I did talk about it this on the podcast before that, yeah, I had brought up the gay fish. I feel like I'm stuck in, unstuck from time, and I just went back. Maybe that's my recollection, is that I've actually done this moment before and not that I've actually talked about this on the podcast before. This is me remembering this from the past. But yeah. All of this just from fucking turkeys. This is what that brings back to. I just started thinking about the Tom Cruise fucking fish because of the turkeys. The turkeys. You know, I'll eat turkey. Not a huge turkey fan. But you know, I'll throw down. I love a good, you know, Thanksgiving meal. I love me some stuffing. Green bean casserole. Sweet potato casserole. I mean, you put anything in a casserole and just pretty much, and I'm like, I'm down. I'm down for the casserole. I'm getting down on some casserole. You know, I love me some pumpkin pie. Though these days I partake in it less. Now that there's so much pumpkin stuff, which I'm still a fan of, like, pumpkin, but, like, there's just so much pumpkin stuff out there now. It's really made it less special. I can't believe I'm, like, admitting to this out loud, but it has made it less special. It's a sad day. I mean, it's great that we have all these pumpkin options. And it's weird that it appears for, like, a couple months before, like, Thanksgiving. It seems to die out by the time November hits, which is when the pumpkin pie is really... That used to be pumpkin season, was, you know, the leading into... the weeks leading into Thanksgiving, but it seems like it's just dying off, like, before then. It's very strange. Very strange. That being said, I did have a pumpkin beer from Old Bridgeview Brewery over there on Front Street here in Washington. That was pretty tasty. That stuff can be hit or miss. Pumpkin beer can be really bad and not really even taste much like pumpkin. But their pumpkin beer, I mean, it tasted like pumpkin. I was impressed. And but you know, it was just, I felt that it was the season. And that I shall try it at that last week. Yeah, I'm trying to think of what else I had to talk about today. As I'm a little distracted by this headache that I did when I did stop, because I had to clear my throat and all that stuff. I did take a Tylenol. Hoping that kicks in and makes me loosens me up, but we shall see. We shall see. As far as the stuff that I'm watching right now, I finished the Last of Us finally. I think I may have mentioned that because I was done like a week or so ago. I really enjoyed that. I think that, you know, that was definitely what The Walking Dead could have been. Is, you know, I thought they did a really good job in that, and I probably talked about it last week, but what I've been watching like this week, trying to think what everything I watch. I know that I've started in on the Ramsey, JonBenet Ramsey docuseries on the old Netflix. And it wasn't buffering. I didn't have any buffering issues. It's fun. Funny when you're not watching a live event how it doesn't buffer. which I feel like they're, you know, I don't know if he's still alive. They should have had, when they did the Tyson fight, they should have had Michael buffer. Like, that would have been great. That would have been... I feel like he may not be around anymore, though. It should have had him, you know, doing the announcing. Let's get ready to rumble, guy, you know? Let's get ready here. Anyway. The JonBenet Ramsey. I was watching that, and I was thinking it was earlier, that it happened earlier than it hit. I mean, it's a long time ago now. It's almost 30 years ago that she was murdered. 1996. I was thinking it was more like late 80s, possibly early 90s. But I was mistaken, man. I would have been in high school at the time that that happened. I was thinking it happened when I was like in maybe like early grade school. But yeah, I'm fucking old and my memory sucks. and, you know, it didn't happen anywhere near me. So I do, you know, I've seen stuff on the case before. It's one of those, it would appear that they're not going to be, you know, maybe they'll solve it. I don't know what exactly happened. She was murdered. We know that. I remember the outcry and that people thought that the parents had done it. I mean, it happened inside their house. It's a very strange turn of events. I haven't watched the whole docuseries yet. I'm like on episode 3 or something of that nature. It's not, you know, I don't, as far as I know, they're not making a television show basically out of it, like they kind of did with the brothers. The Menendez brothers. Lost their name for a second. As far as I'm aware, JonBenet was not a fan of Milli Vanilli, which is a shame, because that is like the best part of the Menendez brothers show, is like how much Milli Vanilli is in there and how they love them. And like the Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You is so fucking great. In the show that they had made, not the documentary they put out on Netflix, but the show where it was the scripted show. The brothers being separated, and then "Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You" playing that. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. That is the best use of Milli Vanilli on screen ever. And that's including the Milli Vanilli videos. Anyway, which I had mentioned this before when that show had come out. Like, they apparently had played "Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You" at their mother's funeral, which is pretty epic. And apparently the people at their funeral were weirded out by it. it's so cheesy and great at the same time. And fun fact, I just refreshed the Blues tickets and I'm not seeing any real change in the prices. It's a shame. Anyway, the JonBenet, though, I do remember everybody thinking that it was the parents, but I mean, the media at the time really painted it as that was the case. I mean, you had Geraldo Rivera doing on his show a mock trial and found them civilly liable for the murders. Not great to have people on television just like, you know, hey, you're guilty. But in a court of law, you know, you're supposed to be innocent till proven guilty. And they never went to trial over it, because there was no evidence to suggest that 100% that they did that, which, I mean, if you break down some of the facts of the early on stuff, disregard the fact that they found DNA of somebody not related to her under her fingernails and on her underwear, which really would suggest that it was not her parents. But I mean, if you just kind of hear some of the facts without knowing all of the facts, I guess, it could seem very damning to the parents, because, initially, I guess they had found the note. There was a ransom note left for the parents. This is a very odd thing. The very specific amount of money, not like we need 500 grand. It was $118,000, and maybe even some numbers added into there, like $118,000. Which you would think you'd go for more of a round, which I guess that's like a round number, but like, you know, you'd think you'd go 150, 200,000, no, 118. And the ransom note, of course, and, it was left for them. They called the cops thinking that their daughter had been kidnapped. And cause they, what, as soon as seeing the ransom note, they went and checked her bedroom. She wasn't in there. And the cops came there. They had cops all over. And lo and behold, they found JonBenet dead in their basement. She had been murdered in their basement. And, you know, the cops didn't, like, go search the fucking house. You know, it's a very weird circumstance for the whole thing, the way it played out. But I can see how, you know, it would seem kind of damning if you think that, you know, oh, there's this weird ransom note, but then she's dead in the basement. She's been murdered. Why the fuck is there a ransom note? But then, I don't know how long transpired between the cops showing up at the house and before they ended up finding this body. And, I'm just going off my memory here. Now, granted, I did just recently watch this show, but I was pretty tired when I was watching that. And so I was dozing off and picking up little bits of information here and there. So my recollection of just even watching this docu series is a little off. But it seemed odd, you know, that she would just be murdered in the basement, and there was a ransom note. Why would they write a ransom note if she's dead in the basement? But it's, you know, it's a very large house. The Ramseys had some money. Very, very large house. And then, you know, there's the DNA issue. The DNA issue, there's no, you know, as they put it in the documentary, there's no innocent reason to find someone else's DNA that is not related to her on her underwear and, like, on her fingers. And I believe it was on her fingernails, so, you know, it was probably, like, trying to fight back, you know, while being murdered. But yeah, that's, you know, I've been in some true crime. And this is the kind of thing I watch while I'm passing out, which I don't think that I had any crazy dreams like last night or anything. Now, I know that when I was watching the Zodiac one, the docuseries on Netflix, which I don't think I ended up, I know I was talking about the Zodiac series on Netflix on the show, but I don't think I remember actually talking about this part. I did have a dream, a very different dream than Martin Luther King Jr. had. I just want to point out a very different dream. There's, of course, you know, the series talks about, they basically say, I mean, it is Arthur Lee Allen. And according to this family that was sort of raised by Arthur Lee Allen, he was seeing their mother and, listening to the evidence in that sounds a lot more damning than the TikTok guy that's come out recently and said that his grandfather was the Zodiac. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that really seems to kind of point in the direction of Arthur Lee Allen. The timetables, him being in the vicinity of the murders and whatnot, him being into diving. And with the Zodiac watch is very circumstantial, you know, it's a diver's watch, but like his, I don't remember the name of the family of kids that were sort of raised by him, or at least spent a lot of time with him. But I believe they had helped him make a wetsuit before, which apparently is very similar to the material that was used for the executioner's hood and whatnot for the Zodiac. But he was like in the vicinity of those crimes with those children and just kind of left them in a car at one point. And there's a lot of damning evidence. What I was going to get to is, you know, every year there's like another new Zodiac thing. There's usually a new suspect that, we've determined it is. I mean, Arthur Lee Allen's been probably the most talked about as far as Zodiac goes. I'm not that, I'm not constantly looking into the Zodiac, though. You know, I'm not a complete expert or anything by that stretch of the imagination. I've just seen a few documentaries. You know, it's interesting. I like to, and I've seen the Zodiac movie. But after watching that series, and I watched the old film with Robert Downey Jr. and Jake Gyllenhaal, I was thinking about the Zodiac apparently way too much, as I had a dream where I found out that my father was the Zodiac, and I confronted him about it. I think he tried to kill me. and there was a battle that ensued. But in the dream, I found out, he had lived in California at one point. Not around the time of the Zodiac murders, I should point out. He was alive during the Zodiac murders, but he would have been awfully damn young at the time. This would have been him going into the Navy. I'm pretty confident my father was not the Zodiac. I just want to state that for the record. So I want to say, was it 68, 69 when the Zodiac murders happened? which I believe my father was born in 51. So that would, I mean, he would have been like 18, 17, 18-ish. Time of the murders. I mean, sure, 17 or 18-year-olds, I mean, they can commit murders. But if you listen to the description of the murderer, they would venture to guess there was like 30s, 40s kind of thing. Big fella, which my dad was big, but I don't know if he was that big, like 17, 18. I think it was slightly smaller. I mean, you know, most 18-year-olds are not that big. Which there was rumored to have murders, I think, even before then that would have put him like even, you know, like 15, 16 range. I doubt. And again, he was living in the St. Louis area, I'm pretty sure, at the time of the Zodiac murders. So he didn't move out to California until after he had been to Nam, which he went to Nam in his 20s. And, you know, he would have had the same boots as the Zodiac, which they were like military style boots. I mean, that's possible after he would have been in Nam. And so unless my father was a time traveler, I'm pretty confident he was not the Zodiac. Pretty confident. Which, again, I feel like maybe I did even talk about this on the show. I don't know anymore. As soon as I stop recording, I'm going to completely forget everything that I talked about tonight. Or, well, it's 1 in the afternoon. This afternoon. But, yeah. I refreshed again, and I'm still not seeing any real change in the ticket prices for the Blues. I got a headache and shit, and honestly, I don't feel like going anywhere. But, I mean, I feel like a Blues game might make me feel better. As it's the fucking Blues, and they're doing great. They're doing great. I would love to see another Blues game. Soon, like, you know, if I lived right next to the Enterprise Center, this would be like a no-brainer. But having to drive, you know, like an hour, and I'd had to park. Knowing like how fucking cold it is outside and whatnot, I'd have to fucking drive. I wouldn't be able to do Metro, which just makes the price of it even more. But I feel like maybe there's not a whole lot else going on in St. Louis tonight, that maybe the traffic's not so bad, but it is still Thanksgiving Day weekend. So, there's probably a lot of people traveling still to, you know, be with their families and whatnot on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. You know, they could be like, oh, we're doing it with the in-laws tonight, with that it being Thanksgiving dinner, not fucking the in-laws. Although, you know, some people might be, and that's, you know, that's, I don't know what that is. That's fucking weird. At the least, I would think that not many people are, but there might be one or two. Like, we're gonna go fuck the in-laws. As yeah, I don't know what would be more likely, the in-laws or fucking a fish. I don't think I want to know. I don't think that's something I really want to know. Which. On an unrelated note, you know, the shit is still continuing to hit the fan over in Russia and Ukraine. As I'd just like to point out that I just find it interesting to know about how much rubles, like $1 is. And when I went, it's actually gone back down a little bit, but like, I think when I initially went to Russia the first time in 2014, I want to say the ruble was at like 40 rubles to the dollar ish. And then when I went again in 2019, it was like 65 rubles to the dollar, something to that effect. And when I checked the other day, because the ruble is tanking, just absolutely tanking, it was like 130 or something rubles to the dollar, which is fucking nuts, man. But it's gone back down a little bit. It's 106 rubles to the dollar. That's still not good. Like, that's... I feel like any moment now, Putin's going to be ousted. Like, any moment now. But, you know, we shall see. Which, you know, the ousting of Putin could be, like, really good news. I feel like if Putin gets ousted, then... that would be the end of the Ukraine war. But, you know, potentially not. I mean, whoever gets in there afterwards, there's no line of succession or anything like that. So we don't know what happens when he's gone, who takes over, who fills that void. It could mean, like, civil war in Russia. I mean, it could be just really bad shit. But it's just, it's crazy for me to look at those prices of the ruble and remember, like, going, just thinking, like, how, man, like, I'd be able to afford, like, way more shit if I was there now. It's terrible. Terrible. Always looking at the plus side for myself. That's not the best way to look at things. but, yeah, that's just crazy to see. I want to say it was, like, 130 rubles or something when I saw it the other day. Oh no, 115, I guess, is what they're saying. Well, I guess it's been fluctuating quite a bit in the last few days. But that's even just 100 rubles to the dollar. I mean, that's quite the jump from the first time I went, even the last time I went in 2019. That's only it'll be 4 years in next May that I went. I don't want the American economy to collapse. That could really fuck me. But I'm still planning on going to Germany next September. It'd be great if somehow the dollar's strong and, you know, perhaps the ruble drops a little bit. I don't see that happening. Or not the ruble, sorry, the euro. ruble's not going to help me in Germany. But the euros, I only saw like one time in my life where the euro was like below the dollar. Of course, I don't watch it that much. There might have been other times. But the euro was like, I guess, right around the time Biden first took office, there was the euro was below the dollar. I know the pandemic fucked with it for a little while. Like, the British pound and the euro were below, if I remember correctly, maybe I'm wrong, but they were, like, below the dollar. I was like, holy shit, that's never happened that I can remember. But, yeah, they're not, that is not the case now. Euros. But I don't plan on going to any real fancy places in Germany, so... I'm not too concerned. Yeah, you're $1 is 0.95 euros. when I went to Germany, I want to say the euro. It's it converted the opposite way. A euro is $1.06. When I went to Germany, I want to say it was $1.25. So, that's pretty close to even, actually, the $1.06. I mean, $1.25, I think, you know, cents doesn't seem like too much, but if you're spending a lot of money, it sure will add up. But I'm going to say, I mean, when I was going to Europe in general, like the Ireland and Germany, it was around $1.25, or maybe I'm getting confused with the British pound. British pound USD. Oh, the British pound is $1.27, which generally the British pound is worth more than the euro. If fun fact. Even when the British, the England, the UK, the England was a part of the European Union, of course, they used the British pound, which is most countries in the European Union use that. I don't even know why I'm going through. I just happened to see. The reason why I started talking about the ruble is because there was an update on my computer on the bottom of the screen said ruble crash. It was just, went down that rabbit hole talking about exchange rates. Some boring ass shit, as I'm already kind of tired. But I guess I'm done here. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.